When Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," did you know there's a double application? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, you use an illustration to prove an important point here.
John, imagine I was to turn off all the lights in this room and black out everything, making it completely dark. What could you see?
Well, nothing. I mean, I wouldn't be able to see anything.
Exactly. Now, suppose I took a match out of my pocket, struck it, and held out the burning flame. Now, what would you see?
You mean the flame, then?
Well, yes. And what else?
The match.
Yes. What else?
I'd see your face.
Yep. Sorry about that. And what else?
Okay, maybe just a little bit of the room, perhaps.
Yes, but there's something else, something important that people often miss.
That is?
Now you can see the darkness. You need the light to see the light. That much is obvious, but you also need the light to see the darkness. When people are in the darkness, they can forget and be quite comfortable until they come into contact with the light. Mm-hmm. Now, you could argue no one's completely in the darkness, since God's light shines through his natural revelation that's available to everyone, but the more you resist this truth, the more you become desensitized to it. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," but he turned to those who'd follow him and said, "You are the light of the world."
Yes.
Because Jesus lives in us. He shines through us. Christian living is reflecting the life, light, and likeness of Jesus Christ. We need to be prepared to shine the light in this dark world so people will see the light, but also so they'll see the darkness and know the difference.
That's Alec McClellan of Reason Why, who shines his light around the world, speaking at conferences, schools, churches, and ministries as a Christian apologist. He's written the book, A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. And you can learn more at reasonwhy.org. Reasonwhy.org.